I'm Chelsea Tremblay, and I organized the meet and greet out at Sandy Beach. I thought it was a fun time to pull some people together, anyone who's looking to make new connections before heading into winter. We timed it with the KFSK Fundraising Week so people could hear the radio, hear about things and people, and then maybe put some faces to names here. And so far, it's been a fun little turnout, and I had some hearty souls brave some weather, and I feel like that's kind of what living in Alaska is all about.
My name is Jess Lobel. I moved here this summer. My partner's in the Coast Guard, so I've been here for about 2 months. I am thrilled to be here and meeting new people. I love building community, and I think not having a full-time job, sometimes that makes it a little bit hard to tap in and connect, but I have found people in Petersburg to be so friendly and welcoming, and I'm really excited to just keep expanding that community and knowing more people's names. And also, there's some delicious snacks.
My name is Sam Hodgins. I arrived in Petersburg June 17th of this summer, so just 3 months about? Yeah, so still getting the hang of it. 3 months? Is
4 months?
Yeah, something like that. Almost 4 months, yeah. We came here, my partner's in the Coast Guard, so I tagged along for the adventure. There's only so many chances to live in Southeast Alaska, so I departed Boston and drove here. The community has been incredible, and so I was a little afraid of being isolated up here, and then I have met probably more community here than I did in Boston, which is a populated city. I think people are looking more for community here, but it's been incredible. I think our the best introduction was we got here during garage sale season. So we were able to stock up on all the Alaska essentials. So we got Grundins and waders and old school fishing reels and everything that we needed to kind of delve into an Alaskan summer. And it made us feel way more local. Where are you on this bingo card?
Well, I'll tell you what. All right. I have met Starflower.
You have?
Yeah.
I have seen Starflower at the bar, and I was so...
That's hilarious.
I was so enamored by the Starflower story. Chelsea shared the podcast on KSF, or the library podcast, with the Starflower interview. I was talking to my friends in Boston about it, so now they've disseminated the podcast among, my Boston group of friends. So Starflower is, gaining fame on the East Coast. Big, yeah.